This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 3rd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, the weather is warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, sunshine will persist throughout the afternoon. In Haifa, expect a pleasant evening with mild temperatures. In Eilut, the warmth continues, providing a perfect night for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF struck a Hezbollah operative in South Lebanon. The operative posed a threat to troops after emerging from a tunnel where 30 others were holed up. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, Defense Minister Katz and IDF Chief Zamir marked 1,000 days since October 7th with warnings to the Iranian regime. Katz stated that Israel had changed the Middle East's face and emerged more united. Also this hour, JNS reports that the UN Commission Chair cited the IDF's presence as a basis for alleged deliberate targeting of Gazan children. The chair claimed Israeli forces aimed to kill, whether through airstrikes or sniper fire. Separately, Ynet notes that the U.S. feared Israel might target Iranian negotiators during peace talks. The New York Times reported Washington's concerns over threats to Iran's foreign minister and parliament speaker. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that a bombing attack near Syria's Palace of Justice has left multiple dead and injured. The bombing at a nearby cafe caught bystanders and visitors in its devastating impact. Reaction has been swift on social media. Honest Reporting, an organization focused on media accuracy, noted earlier today that Hamas issued a memo for their October 7th attack to be broadcast widely. They criticized the use of press vests for propaganda purposes. Eyal Yacobi, an Israeli commentator, reminded audiences it has been 1,000 days since Gazans invaded Israel, committing severe atrocities and taking hostages. Sarah Nadav, a social media analyst, questioned how tunnels in Gaza still exist, 1,000 days later, given the significant destruction already inflicted on the area. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike in South Lebanon, the Times of Israel detailed that the Hezbollah operative posed a threat after emerging from a tunnel where numerous operatives were holed up. This action follows heightened tensions along the border, underscoring the ongoing volatility in the region. Turning to Defense Minister Katz's remarks, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post highlighted his comments on Israel's transformation since October 7th. Katz emphasized Israel's strengthened unity and strategic positioning against Iran. This reflects ongoing regional strategic shifts. Meanwhile, the UN Commission's accusations against the IDF have stirred controversy. According to JNS, the chair alleged that Israeli operations in Gaza aim to harm children. This claim adds to the already intense scrutiny of Israel's military actions in the territory. Separately, the New York Times reported fears within the U.S. government that Israel might target key Iranian figures during peace negotiations. This reflects the deep-seated distrust and tension between Israel and Iran, complicating diplomatic efforts further. Lastly, the bombing in Syria. I-24 News reports the attack near the Palace of Justice resulted in multiple casualties. This underscores the persistent instability in Syria, affecting not just the local population, but regional security dynamics as well. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reported a class action request against Carrefour, alleging systematic marketing of expired food products. The request demands hundreds of millions in compensation, highlighting consumer protection issues. Separately, CTEC reports on a new collaboration between Israel, Cyprus, and the EU to regulate AI technologies. This initiative aims to tame the so-called Wild West of artificial intelligence, reflecting ongoing technological advancements and regulation efforts. And finally, Ynet Business highlighted a cash crisis in the West Bank due to an overflow of Israeli shekels. This disruption has affected various sectors, emphasizing the economic challenges in the region. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.